Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory that'll go into effect tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, snow likely, low of 11. New snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. For tomorrow, we'll have decreasing clouds. We'll see temperatures in lower 20s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low of 7. And Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 19.
Virtually all of the schools in our immediate listening area are closed Tuesday. No school at Diller O'Dell or Southern. No school at USD 108, Washington County, and USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. No school Tuesday for Marysville, USD 364. USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, and Centralia has now canceled classes Tuesday. No school at USD 498, Valley Heights. USD 113, Prairie Hills, Axtell will start 2 hours late with no morning preschool.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill to extend the state's disaster emergency declaration, allowing Kansas to continue to tap into resources for its pandemic response efforts. The legislation signed yesterday extends the declaration to March 31st. Health officials say thus far, 132,145 people, or about 4.5% of the state's population, have received the COVID-19 vaccine as of yesterday. In numbers released yesterday from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, 24 more coronavirus-related deaths occurred since Friday, which brings the death toll since the pandemic began in Kansas to 3,622. Kansas residents waking up to bitter cold this morning after a good round of snow yesterday for many parts of the state. Weather forecasters say another round of snow is possible this afternoon into tonight. Warmer temperatures expected to make their way into Kansas later this week. Mid-America Network News.
Cake News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas, 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
A federal appeals court has upheld the convictions and sentences of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the arguments raised by attorneys for Gavin Wright, Curtis Allen, and Patrick Stein. The appellate court was not swayed by claims that the men were entrapped and that the method of selecting jurors was flawed. Jurors convicted them in 2018 of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction and conspiracy against civil rights for a scheme to blow up a mosque and apartments housing Somalis in Garden City. Governor Laura Kelly says she wants to move the state's tourism division into the Department of Commerce. Kelly said in a news release yesterday that she wants to make tourism a tool for economic growth and development. The tourism division is currently part of the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Kelly says businesses, destination marketing groups, and other industries support the proposed move. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A deputy was hurt when his patrol vehicle was struck while deputies were working an injury accident on I-80 about 2 miles east of Hershey. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office said in a news release that the deputy had parked his vehicle with its emergency lights on in the passing lane while a tow truck was loading a wrecked vehicle. The deputy was seated in his vehicle when another vehicle struck the deputy's patrol pickup on Sunday. The officer was treated for his injuries and later released. Authorities say drugs and icy roads appear to be contributing factors in the case. A major winter storm blanketed parts of the Plains states and wreaked havoc with snow disrupting traffic and closing some coronavirus testing sites. Parts of southeast Nebraska and western Iowa in excess of a foot of snow in areas. The system even had snowfall in normal desert areas such as Phoenix and Las Vegas. Mid-America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting briefly Monday opted out of the governor's mask mandate, which was set to expire January 26th, and instead enacted a county mask mandate without expiration, which will allow a decision to drop the mandate at the commissioner's discretion. Marshall County Health Department, as of Monday, reported that active COVID cases are down to just 17, with one hospitalization. Again, Marshall County goes to a countywide mask mandate and can be dropped at the commissioner's discretion. Marysville City Council recently approved the mask mandate extension until April 1st. Helen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with the board last week to update activities, noting 16 different grants worth some $586,000. She has a business interested in the business park and has secured a grant for an economic study. Barber has been working with Frankfurt for construction of a new Verizon wireless cell tower and is working with Waterville to dredge Lake Idlewild and possibly secure funding for this project. Blue Rapids City is seeking housing grants to demolish some empty structures. Summerfield has started renting out the gymnasium to help cover utilities. Marysville has received a Discovery Center grant for some type of interactive garden spot, but have not determined a location. Partnership for Growth is also working with Landall Corporation to increase the workforce pool. David Vermitten with VMT Engineering and County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes met with the board last week to discuss the health building to devise a plan to move forward with fixing floor joist instability issues. Main areas of concern are water issues on the north end, likely from drainage, and shoring up the floor and joists for stabilization. The walls and roof are structurally sound. Contractor reviews will be solicited for potential solutions, and window condensation issues will also be studied. Landowner interest in Eastern Republic County is being gauged by NextEra Energy Resources for a potential 600-megawatt wind farm that could be developed. Representatives met earlier this month with Republic County commissioners, indicating that a large target date in 2022 or 2023 is considered, with the first step linking a high-voltage transmission line with other projects in Marshall and Nemahal counties. Acquisition work had begun as far back as 4 years ago, but some modifications have developed. As many as 200 of the larger turbines could be included. Republic County Commissioner suggested a public meeting in an effort to gauge support. Marysville City Council meeting Monday evening was postponed until Tuesday at 7 p.m., They are to discuss recommendations as to planning spring events open to the public. COVID numbers have decreased significantly in recent weeks, both locally and region-wide, and mask mandates are being reviewed by many entities. The council will also consider acquisition of two buildings located immediately west of a Lifetime Murals, Pony Express Plaza, on 7th Street downtown. The buildings currently used for storage would be demolished for additional green space at this time. Kansas State High School Activities Association last week approved allowing up to 4 spectators per participant for school sports and extracurricular activities. This will be subject to local discretion and will take effect January 29th. League representatives will be meeting to discuss a standard policy for member schools. A four-county task force has been initiated with Marshall, Washington, Clay, and Pottawatomie counties to continue investigation into recent break-ins and thefts, including power tools and firearms. These include lumber yards in Marysville, Washington, and Palmer, as well as county transfer stations in Marshall and Washington counties. Anyone with information regarding the thefts or the sale of power tools is asked to contact authorities. Virtually all of the schools in our immediate listening area are closed Tuesday. No school at Diller O'Dell or Southern. No school at USD 108, Washington County, and USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. No school Tuesday for Marysville, USD 364. USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, and Centralia has now canceled classes Tuesday. No school at USD 498, Valley Heights. USD 113, Prairie Hills, Axtell will start 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Washington County senior meal sites, including Hanover and Washington, will be closed Tuesday with no delivery of senior meals in Washington County. John V. Cook, age 82, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Lower Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for John Cook.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Well, yesterday through the overnight hours, we've had this low pressure system move across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing some heavy snow across the central parts of the country. This snow is still impacting some areas of the Midwest and into the eastern parts of the Midwest as we head through the day. And we have an upper level system that will move across the area as we head into tonight, into tomorrow, bringing a little bit more snow. Otherwise, finally, as we head towards the end of the week, Thursday and Friday, high pressure system moves in and it looks like we'll start to see some warmer temperatures as we head into Friday. So across the area, winter weather advisory goes to effect tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy snow, low of 11. We'll see new snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. For tomorrow, decreasing clouds, temperatures in the lower 20s. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late January, 42, record high on this date, 70. The average low, 18. The record low is 13, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:39. Sunset this evening, 5:41. We settled in for just shy of 4 inches of snow Monday. 8 inches over toward Washington. 9 inches up in Beatrice. About a foot of snow north of Beatrice near Cortland reported. Little bit of additional accumulation overnight. It's 19 degrees this morning in Marysville. Be advised there will be slick and snowpack roads throughout the day today. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 26th of January. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At H&R Block, tax time means max refund time. And with virtual tax prep, our experts can help you get your refund from home. Stay in your sweatpants. Just snap some pics of your docs and a tax pro does the work. Your maximum refund is guaranteed or your money back. Virtual tax prep. one of the many ways Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
For more information, visit or call your local H&R Block office at 907 Broadway in Marysville and 115 North 6th in Beatrice.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or online at honeymanauto.com. Home of quality and value.
LeBron shines in his Cleveland return. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. A homecoming for LeBron James last night as he dropped 46 points to lead the Lakers to a 115-108 win over the Cavaliers in Cleveland.
Gives it to Caruso. Now back to LeBron. Logo three. It's good. LeBron from 35 feet, maybe 40.
On ESPN LA 710. Kevin Durant and James Harden each had 20 points as the Nets used a strong fourth quarter to top the Heat 98-85. On the college hardboards, a wild finish as Miles McBride and number 11 West Virginia got the best of 10th-ranked Texas Tech.
Deuce starts to drive right side, takes it to the bucket, layup shot up, good! 6 seconds to go, back comes Texas Tech. West Virginia leads by one. McClung driving down the floor. McClung takes the ball toward the basket, pulls up for a jumper in the wind. It is no go!
On Learfield IMG College, 88-87 West Virginia, the final. More college hoops. Sam Hauser hit 7 3 balls as number 8 Virginia made short work of unranked Syracuse, 81-58. Back in the NBA, the Celtics' Jason Tatum returned to the court to face the Bulls after missing 5 games with COVID.
Tatum switches to the right hand, attacks Market, and hangs in the air, flips it up and in. Jason Tatum, 17 days away. Doesn't look like he's been gone 17 minutes.
On WBZ, 24 points for Tatum. Boston beat Chicago 119-103. Shocker in Detroit, where the Eastern Conference leading 76ers fell to the last place Pistons 119-104. Sixers head coach Doc Rivers says his team needs to work on its fouling.
When did they have 20 free throws at halftime? Ended up with 38 free throws to our 20. You're never going to win a game on the road that way. You're just not.
NHL, Brandon Sutter had a hat trick as the Canucks blew out the Senators 7-1.
Here come the Canucks shorthanded. Brandon Sutter up the right wing. He's got a chance on goal. High wrist shot. He scores!
On Sportsnet 650, this is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farmer cooperatives hope a new Made in America directive from the Biden administration will lead to more U.S. products being used in the nation's school lunch program. President Biden signed an executive order on Monday to bolster the administration's domestic procurement practices across a variety of sectors and create a specific role in the White House Office of Management and Budget for oversight. Biden said the action would invest in American workers, unions, and businesses up and down the supply chain. He also referenced previous efforts on the subject by the Trump administration, but said he would go further. He said, we're setting clear directives and clear explanations and going to go on the core issue with centralized, coordinated efforts for agriculture. The hope is that that effort will lead to more American products on lunch trays. According to figures from the National Council for Farmer Cooperatives, 81% of the apple juice served in the school lunch program is imported, 50 to 60% of fish served in school caught by Russian ships and processed in China. Chuck Connor, the president of the NCFC, said the Trump administration started by making similar show of support for the provisions but failed to put substantive action behind those words. Chuck Connor, NCFC president and CEO, said the Trump administration started by making similar shows of support for the provisions but failed to put substance and action behind those words. Colorado U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper reiterated their support for a fully functioning Bureau of Land Management headquarters in Grand Junction, Colorado. The Democrats penned a letter to President Biden touting the benefits of a fully fledged headquarters on the western slope. Despite committing to move the headquarters to Colorado, the Department of Interior signed 41 senior staff positions to Grand Junction, many of which they rushed to fill at the end of 2020. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, in addition to the pandemic in 2020, if it seemed like that was a warmer year than normal, you wouldn't exactly be wrong. According to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, the mean temperature for the United States in 2020 was 54.4 degrees Fahrenheit.
That is 2.4 degrees above the 20th century mean and ranks 2020 as the fifth warmest year during the 126-year period of record.
So you say to yourself, well, fifth place, that's not really that big a deal. But Rippey says this goes along with a rather interesting pattern.
All five of the warmest years have occurred in the last 10 years. So if you look at the list of the top five, number one on the list is 2012.
Of course, 2012 was the beginning of that massive, almost countrywide drought. The other years are 2016, 2017, 2015, and now, of course, 2020. One other interesting thing is these new records surpass by a long shot the old records.
The five hottest years, not in order, were 1921, 1931, 1934, 1953 and 1954, of course, with the warming climate, not just in the United States, but globally, we have seen all of those years from the past wiped from the climate record in terms of being top five.
In 2020, no state set a record for warmth, but some came very, very close.
From Florida northward into New England, eight states there had their second hottest year on record. Also, Arizona and New Mexico in the Southwest.
2020 also had the most Atlantic tropical storms. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers used megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
Have you ever considered all the things you can do with dental floss? We have, and we will share a few suggestions on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 26th, the 26th day of the year. Hockey great Wayne Gretzky shares a birthday with Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, and Michigan was admitted as the 26th state on this day in 1837. When it comes to clever uses for household items, few products are more versatile than everyday dental floss. Try these ideas. Use it to cut delicate foods like soft cheese or eggs, or to cleanly remove stuck cookies from a baking pan. Auto hobbyists have used it for years to debadge cars. In a pinch, floss can replace fishing line or can be used as a makeshift clothesline. Got hard-to-reach dirt between furniture joints? Floss it. Dental floss can also be used anywhere you might use sewing thread. Oh, and don't forget to use it on your teeth, too. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Virtually all of the schools in our immediate listening area are closed Tuesday. No school at Diller O'Dell or Southern. No school at USD 108, Washington County, and USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. No school Tuesday for Marysville, USD 364. USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, and Centralia has now canceled classes Tuesday. No school at USD 498, Valley Heights. USD 113, Prairie Hills, Axtell will start 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Washington County senior meal sites, including Hanover and Washington, will be closed Tuesday with no delivery of senior meals in Washington County.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Police say R&B artist Trey Songz was arrested during the AFC Championship game in Kansas City after fans complained he wasn't following COVID-19 protocols and other rules, and he then punched an officer who was trying to remove him. Songz, whose name is Tremaine Alden Neverson, was released yesterday from the Jackson County Jail. Jackson County authorities say an investigation continues and no charges have yet been filed. The Cactus League and Arizona community leaders have asked Major League Baseball to delay the start of spring training due to coronavirus concerns just over 3 weeks before pitchers and catchers are supposed to report. The Cactus League made the request in a letter to Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, obtained by the Associated Press. The letter was co-signed by mayors of Mesa, Scottsdale, Surprise, Glendale, Goodyear, and Peoria. Arizona is currently averaging just under 7,000 new cases of corona per day. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network Sports.
We were set for high school basketball tonight. Those games that were scheduled will be postponed as almost all of the area schools have canceled classes today. That will include rescheduling, I'm sure, of the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, which was to tip off tonight. There is no school at Hiawatha and obviously no school here at Marysville either. So we'll await postponement reschedules and keep you up to date.
Don't tell me the reason that you're calling. It's to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. 'Cause I know you and I know why we're talking. You want me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for a night or two, but now I've got better things to do. I could wash my car in the rain, change my new guitar strings, mow the yard just the same as I did yesterday. I don't need to waste my time crying over you. I got better things to do. Maybe when I don't have so much going or quite so many irons in the fire, I'll take the time to miss you like you're hoping. But now I can't put forth the effort it requires. Well, I'd love to talk to you, but then I'd miss Donahue. That's right, I got better things to do. Check the air in my tires, straighten my stereo.
sons, he's got